Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
In January 2024, Wes called me to tell me that he was leaving the Bourbon Real Talk podcast for good. And on February 16th, we released an episode explaining his reason for leaving and how he'd be involved in the future. Well, he's back.
And if you want to know why, then stick around.
Wes, before we get started, we have to say a quick thank you to our patron supporters. Everyone's names who are on your screen right now are supporting at the top three tiers, and we wouldn't be able to produce this content for all of you out there for free if it wasn't for their support. So thank a patron. And if you want to learn more about how to support this channel, stick around to the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, before we get started, some disclaimers on this one. We are about bringing people together.
Sure.
And when you want to try to create connection, there are certain things that you usually don't talk about.
Sure. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Politics and religion being chief among them.
Yeah.
But due to the nature of this video, we are going to be sharing some personal information that we normally wouldn't talk about on the show. And I'm asking everybody out there that if you could, you know, please... give us the grace and let's not, you know, start arguing about different opinions or views or ways of life or anything like that.
Yeah. It's just our own experience, my own experience. And so, of course, in sharing your own experience with anyone, it's just like sharing your tasting notes. Everyone's palate's different. Everyone's story's different. And everyone's background's different. And so that's the beauty about BRTC, in my opinion, the community that we've built is... that it's so accepting and welcoming of everyone, and everyone understands that we're all on a different journey at different points.
Right. Okay. So now that we got that out of the way, obviously Wes is here. For those of you who didn't see the February episode, can you tell them in brief? Well, let's start before then.
Okay.
How'd you get involved with the show to begin with? Because, so everybody understands, I started the Bourbon Real Talk podcast, and it had been running for years before Wes got involved.
Yeah.
So how'd you get involved with the channel?
Well, I mean, I found the show probably like many of you did. I've always liked bourbon in the past in my adult life, I guess, since my mid-20s or so, which has been quite a few years ago. But I've always enjoyed bourbon, loved it, but I didn't really... know why or how or where it was made and all of the intricacies that came along with the bourbon industry. I just knew I loved the stuff. And so it was, gosh, what, 3-4 years ago?
It's hard. I can't even remember.
It's been a while, but 3 or 4 years ago, I kind of got to a point where it's like, man, you know what? I'd really want to learn more about this spirit that I love. And so just like you probably did, you were on YouTube and you search out, you know, more information. And I came across Randy's channel. And love the information, love the nerdiness of it. It really helped me to feel smart about drinking whiskey around my buddies. Gave me some knowledge nuggets that I could drop on them and make myself feel cool. But anyways, yeah, I reached out to Randy. I said, hey, man, I would love to keep learning more. Can I come and help with your filming, or can I come be a part of helping you with BRT in exchange of just being able to learn more about whiskey. And it just so happened at that time, his previous producer was moving on to something else and was no longer able to keep filming and producing the show. And so it actually worked out perfect to where I was able to step in and help with that. And in the process, learned a whole lot about whiskey.
Yeah, and some would say it was a divine appointment.
It was, absolutely. Yeah, I feel
the,
so.
The timing was absolutely perfect. And so when we first started working together, the plan was for you to basically be the producer. You were going to film, you were going to edit, and you were going to publish.
Sure.
But you actually did get more involved in other elements of the behind the scenes that happens too. So you've done some other things. What were some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, in my passion for whiskey over the last few years, began to build up my own collection, of course, which coincided with working with Randy. We had an early agreement where I didn't really care about making money off of producing the show. I just wanted to, one, learn about whiskey, and I wanted to build my collection. And so Randy was in a spot where he's like, hey, it works for me. Why don't I just send you home with a few bottles every time you come and record, and you win, I win. And I was like, sounds like a deal. So free, I will work for whiskey for that, for those of you who are wondering. So yeah, that worked out really well. And so I built my own collection at home, began to host tastings, began to kind of do my own thing on TikTok as well, just to kind of rinse and repeat the information I was learning from Randy, and just became really involved in the whiskey community. Was at a lot of the, some would say, whiskey events, traveling, doing barrel tastings, barrel picks, all the fun stuff that came along with really immersing myself in the whiskey enthusiast culture.
Yeah, and that arrangement didn't last forever. At some point, he had plenty of bottles, and it was taking up more and more of his time. And so at one point, he had a marketing company. Mm-hmm. And so his marketing company had a separate marketing agreement with the podcast, and he was helping to get the word out. And mm-hmm. probably many of you were able to find the show because of the efforts that he put in. And so he had an ad spend that he had to go out and do all of that stuff. And over the years, our relationship has evolved. But even after he decided to leave the show, he still stayed on as the producer.
Yeah.
And so he, you know, every time you've seen a Friday episode, he was behind the camera. But because the reason why you left the show, it made it not really feasible for you to be on camera any longer.
Sure.
So
yeah,
for those who didn't see the episode, tell the people in brief what caused you to want to leave the show.
Yeah. Well, before anyone freaks out, I am not an alcoholic. I thank God for this blessing that I struggled with a lot of things in my youth. Many addictions, but never alcohol was never one of those struggles for me. And so I'm thankful for that now in my older days, because I get to enjoy whiskey for what it is, and I don't ever have that temptation to take it too far. So the reason that I decided to step away from the show, as far as in camera, and step away from drinking for that matter, was I really felt something in my heart telling me that it was time to take a break. And at that point in time, I didn't even know why. I didn't feel like I had any problem. And I didn't see anything wrong with the way I was consuming alcohol. My wife didn't either. And it was just a social thing that we did, and I enjoyed it in the evening, and it was just a normal thing for me. So when I felt that kind of that tug to quit drinking, I didn't really know why. But it was 8-9 months later where I kind of realized the reason why. And really, it had become too much of an identity for me. It had become too much of who I was and what I was known for and what I, you know, it was too much of a part of my life. And so taking that 8 to 9 months off really helped me to disconnect that part from me, whittled down my collection, sold off a lot of my whiskey, gave it away to a bunch of friends, and really can come back to it now with a little bit different framework and a little bit different mindset, which honestly gives me a lot more appreciation for it.
Sure.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen, and she threatened to sue us.
Really? You
yeah.
don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip shape whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side-by-side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. But there was some religious conviction.
Sure.
And for those of you who don't know, of course, we normally don't talk about this, but Wes is very involved in his church. He hosts a lot of events at his church. And when I asked him about it, he said, you know, he'd be going up to somebody that he was hoping to minister to, and they'd go, oh, you're the whiskey guy. That, like it or not, there is still a little bit of a taboo around that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd shared with me that you didn't want that to be an impediment, that your higher priority was to be able to move in that circle and be effective in that range. Is that all fair?
Yeah, absolutely. My number one objective in life in general is to please the Lord. So if I ever feel God leading me to do anything, I'm not going to ask him any questions about it. I'm just going to do it. And that was just one of those things. Thankfully, he's given me a piece about coming back to it in a different way. But yeah, absolutely. I do a lot of ministry in my personal life. Me and my wife are very involved with church and outreach and things like that. And I just didn't want that, or at that point, it had become too much of my identity. And that wasn't something that I wanted. And so I was glad to kind of sever that for sure.
Yeah, and to his point of his commitment, when he called me to tell me, he assumed that he was fired.
Yeah.
But I felt like this relationship works, and I felt like it was the right thing to do to keep him on, and I didn't know if it was going to be a...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For everything, or if, you know, one day he'd be able to come back on the show, I think that you bring a great energy. And so So,
I mean, I was real thankful that Randy was willing to keep the relationship going. I mean, I feel like Randy and I have become great friends, and so it's not just a business relationship, at least for me. It's more of a friendship, and so that was a phone call I really dreaded to make.
I could hear it in his voice.
Yeah, I really was. I was. I didn't want to lose a friendship, and I was hoping that wouldn't cost me a friendship. Sometimes those decisions do cost you those relationships, and I would say that that's okay. But I was just thankful that this wasn't one of those opportunities, and so very thankful that I got to stay on, keep producing the show. I think it went well, and Lindsay was incredible on the camera, and all the guests who have been a part of coming on and will continue to keep coming on have been incredible. So I'm just thankful to be back and still have the opportunity.
So you will be coming back on camera.
Yep.
And you will be drinking.
Yes, I will. And so I do want people to know that that I'm not coming back to drinking because I missed it, or because you know, I couldn't stop any longer, or there was any other personal reason to that endeavor, because that wouldn't be fair, for sure. And I honestly, today, what I would say, if I were to learn anything from the last 8 months, what that taught me is that I will always advocate for people taking a break during the year from drinking. I think it does so many good things for you psychologically, and it helps you to keep yourself in discipline, to be honest with you. And so if you're someone who kind of just drinks 4 or 5 days a week, and you always will and you always have, that's your decision. But I would certainly encourage anybody to pick out a couple months of the year. You don't have to be 8 months, but pick out a couple months of the year and say, I'm not gonna drink these couple months. Number one, just to see the benefits of it, but also to keep yourself disciplined, to make sure it never becomes a vice for you.
Sure. Yeah. And I can testify to how committed he was and how fully he quit, because right after he quit drinking, we went on a trip to Ohio.
Yeah.
And we got to go to the author's house that wrote the book on Blanton's.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's like cracking like these
epic bottles
that you'll never see again for the rest of your life. And we brought a whole crew of people, and everyone was sipping and all this stuff. And Wes was like, "Can I smell your glass?"
Yeah.
And he just smelled the glass. And then we got in the car, and I said, "Are you okay? Like, are you?" And he's like, "I'm fine. Yeah. I had no urge to drink it. It's totally okay."
Yeah. And that's one thing I was just grateful for. I was really hoping that stepping away from whiskey didn't become such a hardship for me, because that would be a warning sign that there maybe was a problem that I didn't really realize. And if you can step away from whiskey for a solid 30 to 60 to 90 days and not really crave it, and not and be able to just be indifferent about it. We went out to dinners with friends. We went on vacations. I went to Barrel Picks, which was just suicide. Really, I'm going to go to a Barrel Pick and be sober. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But it was a great time, and I began to find joy socially in many different ways. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. And there's just such this pressure in our society to drink when you're out with people. And it's like, if you're not drinking, I don't know how many times I got asked, "Why aren't you drinking? Why don't you drink?" Mm-hmm. And these are people who didn't know me, so they didn't know if I ever drank or not. And so there's just this kind of misnomer in the society today that if you're not drinking out in public with people, then you must have had an alcohol problem in the past, or you're just a weirdo. And I had so many great memories and so much fun, even on that Barrel Pick up at Watershed, and didn't drink a drop of alcohol. I still had a great time. So yeah, that goes to show that taking that time off really helps you to see if you have an issue or a problem, but it also helps you experience community in a different way.
Sure. Well, in honor of Wes being back, for those of you who don't know, Wes, what is your favorite whiskey?
Well, it would probably be the old KC, Knob Creek, from my good buddy Jimothy Beam. I love that distillery, love Knob Creek, and if you've watched this show for any amount of time, you know that. But I thought we should give away some Jim Beam product in the Knob Creek. What do you think?
Yeah, so that was my thought. So if you don't know, we do a free giveaway in every episode, and this one will be no exception. So we're going to do a Knob Creek sample pack that will include the 18-year, the 15-year, the 12-year, and the standard 9-year. But we are only going to be giving away two one-out sample packs this week, which is less than we normally give away.
Yep.
And that's simply because there was only 2 ounces of the 15, and I don't have a backup.
Yeah, I was just say, are we going to give away this empty bottle?
Yeah, well, I actually poured the samples yesterday to make sure how many we could do.
Good idea.
And to be honest, the two that we have, the 15 is not filled all the way up to the shoulder. So that's why there's only two. Okay. But all you have to do to win that is to like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell. Ringing the bell will notify you of future content pieces and, by extension, future giveaways. And most importantly, you got to fill out the web form that is in the video description below the player on YouTube.
And you have to take 8 months off of drinking. I'm just kidding. No, you don't need to do that. But yeah, we want somebody to enjoy the Knob Creek selection, and hopefully you enjoy it just as much as I do. I mean, every one of these is great. The single barrel is probably my favorite, but these are all incredible.
So if you like this channel, you want to support it, help it go on in the future, you could consider joining Patreon. We have a lot of member benefits. There's bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, barrel picks, in-person meetups. We do a monthly virtual bottle share.
Yeah.
You get discounts on merch, and we have price points that will fit any budget. Mm-hmm. So plus you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the channel and its mission, and by extension, our suicide prevention work and things like that, because we wouldn't be able to do it without that financial support.
Yeah.
You could also go to bourbonrealtalk.com.
Check it out.
Check out our merch.
I mean, Lindsay absolutely knocks it out of the park with the BRT site. All the merch is curated by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. And so if you even like whiskey, I'm sure you'll like the merch on there. So go check it out.
Sure. And then last but not least, I am a residential real estate agent that operates in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And if you were looking for an agent in either of those areas, I would love you to consider me for the job. And if you hire me and we close the deal, I do give away epic bottles as closing gifts.
I've seen BTACs. I've seen
Van Winkles. Everything you can think of.
It's great closing gifts. And I'm always jealous when I see somebody close a house with Randy because they got the picture on social media with their bottle. I'm like, wow, that's all you had to do to get that bottle.
Yeah, I had people joke that they're going to sell a house just so they can get a bottle.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
And one quick thing about the Patreon, guys. I know that in society today, all these creators are just trying to make a living sitting at home making YouTube content. We're not those people, okay? We don't depend on this channel to make a living for ourselves. Your Patreon gifts just keep the channel going. Mm-hmm. And so if you enjoy this content and if you enjoy two forces for good on the internet trying to promote connection, positivity, community around the brown spirit you love, then you can just enforce that endeavor by just partnering with us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. But that's not it. We want you to get the perks. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of Patreons, they have bonus content, this, that. That's great. But, I mean, the distillery takeovers in themselves are worth the monthly fee. Mm-hmm. So go check that out if you haven't already. For sure, the link is in the description.
Yeah. If this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you a little bit about our show philosophy. And we're all about bringing people together, and we're about connection. And that's a mission that became very important to me after I lost my brother to suicide. And after his passing, talking with some of his friends, I noticed that he was losing a lot of the social connections that keep you grounded in this world. And at about that same time, I started to get more involved in the whiskey enthusiast world. And I saw how whiskey had a power to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe if I can get you connected to whiskey, whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And I'd have to say it's working.
Yeah, for sure.
Bourbon Real Talk community is great. We've parlayed that into Live Stay Project, which is a suicide prevention and intervention 501c3. And we've all kind of come together. There's lots of great things going on. And when we started looking at connection, Wes at the time was responsible for marketing. And he said, I think we need to have our own Facebook group so that we can be very focused on what it is that we're doing. And there are other forums that are out there, but there's behaviors that go on in those forums that make connection difficult because there's trolls that are being hateful to each other online. And so we did start the community, which I feel like is a big success. Mm-hmm. But those trolls taught us a second lesson, and that is that if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. Yeah. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.